achternaam. Nou, als het jaar zo'n beetje op zijn einde loopt, zoals nu... en dan ineens moet iedereen zo nodig met zijn jaarlijsten uitkomen... op 5 en 6 december, weet je wel, van de streaming services... tot aan de songs van het jaar, die dan bij ons natuurlijk ook gaan komen vrijdag. Dan gaat er ook al een klein beetje vooruit worden gekeken... wat de grote doorbraak-acts gaan worden voor 2018. De BBC is daar de allergrootste in. Die doen die sound-off-lijst van ze, die lijst met nieuwkomers... die volgens mensen dan helemaal het gaan doen. Vorig jaar, Rag & Bowman was er op de lijst en het is een paar... Kim, Adele en Sam Smith hebben ze ook allemaal heel erg hoog in die lijst gehad. Best een eer dus om genoemd te worden. En een goede om in de gaten te houden als je benieuwd bent naar de popsterren van de toekomst. En daarvan heb ik er nu echt, mama ben ik vereerd, 2 aan de telefoon. Zometeen Sigrid, maar eerst Niloufer Janja. Moet je even luisteren naar dit. Zo'n mooi liedje. Ze is aan de telefoon. Hi Niloufer, good evening.
Hi, good evening.
So, I read that you wrote this song, Small Crimes, after your bike got stolen?
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
What's the story here?
My bike got stolen and then I wrote the song.
No, but you wrote it from the perspective of the criminal, right?
Yeah, I was thinking about, you know, why people commit crimes. How it's like kind of... unfair how all the people who commit the smallest crimes are normally penalized the most. Not saying bike stealing is okay, it's not cool. People who commit the big crimes generally get away with things.
Do you create characters for your songs more often?
Sometimes. I kind of have like reoccurring characters. Like at the moment I keep seeing like a mother and her child. I don't know why, but that's like one of the characters. And then, yeah, so it kind of changes. I've got 2 songs now with that in.
So how did you react when you found out you were on the long list of the BBC?
Yeah, it was really good news. I didn't really know much about it before then.
Who told you?
My manager.
Boring!
Yeah, exactly. But I was in New York, so, you know, it felt more fun. I was like, oh, cool, yeah. Kind of...
Wie ook te vinden is op die BBC Sound of 2018-lijst is Sigrid. Ze is 21 jaar oud, komt uit Noorwegen, zingt en schrijft alles zelf... en is van die perfecte pure popliedjes zoals Strangers. Is aan de telefoon. Hey Sigrid, good evening. Woohoo!
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. You know, I wanted to ask you. I read that you started writing songs because your brother told you you couldn't do covers anymore.
That's true. It's true. Yeah. He was playing a show back in our hometown, and he really wanted me to join him on stage, but he wanted me to do an original song. So I had 2 weeks unfinished yet. So I can thank my brother for that.
No, he only gave you 2 weeks to finish a song?
That's enough. Yeah.
And what was it about?
Sun, which the song is called, was about me being very sad because I didn't get into this international boarding school. And I was just really sad that I didn't get in.
It happened to me too, Asha, you know?
Oh, did it?
Actually, something in England. I didn't get in. I wanted to go there. You know, I study for like half a year. But, you know, I don't need them. And you don't need them as well, right?
No, I'm very happy with doing music. Yep.
Nowadays, your lyrics aren't exactly happy most of the time. You know, they're pretty dark now and then.
Yeah. I write mostly sad stuff. I don't know, I just find it more inspiring. I find it difficult to write a good, happy song. It's just a difficult feeling to write about. I don't know why.
Well, tell us about Don't Kill My Vibe. It's the first song we played here in the Netherlands. And can you tell me what that's about?
Yeah, Don't Kill My Vibe was written by me and Martin Shirley in Norway. And it was about this... previous writing session that I was in another place, and I find it very difficult, and I didn't speak up in that writing session, and I was pretty angry at myself for not doing it. And then later on, I met with Martin Shirley, who is amazing, and he wanted to talk about this. Mm-hmm. And we wrote Don't Kill My Vibe together. Yeah.
Great. Afterwards, did you do one of those writing sessions ever again or not?
Oh, not with the same people. Nope. But I do writing sessions all the time. And Martin Shirley is one of the guys I work the most with. And he's great.
I also have some exciting news because your single now, Strangers, is brought into rotation here at our race.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Well, I have a little favor of you to ask. I wanted you to ask if you could do a station liner for us, you know?
Of course. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm a little bit embarrassed about this, but I'll give you the line. And the line will be, "Hi, I'm Sigrid, and my single, Strangers, is new on 3FM.
Yeah, yeah, cool. Okay, should I start now?
Anytime you want.
Okay. "Hi, my name is Sigrid, and my new single, Strangers, is new on 3FM.
Just like in the